This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free and bring up anything. Whatever's on your mind goes if you make the call. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can email the show as well, but we don't guarantee to read your emails on the air. FTL@freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can, by the way, you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. Coming up this hour, we've got, if we can sneak it all in here, we've got a whole bunch of stuff. Paranoiacs. They're freaking out about wireless internet up in Canada. Also, cigarette sales at a 55-year low, corrupt cops, emails, and more. And, of course, your calls, 800-259-9231. But as I was looking at the thestar.com, which is a Canadian newspaper website, I spotted this article, which is, well, pretty scary. Apparently, you don't have freedom of speech up in Canada. That's one of those things that apparently only the United States actually has. In the other countries, I think they kind of pretend like they do to an extent.
They like to control what you can say up there, eh?
Yeah. Apparently, in Toronto, there's been a landmark net hate ruling. Two white supremacists were spreading hatred when they posted highly offensive material on their websites about blacks and Jews, according to the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad
they're paying those people salaries.
In a landmark decision, the tribunal ordered the men, one of whom ran the web hosting service that carried the websites, to cease their hate-mongering and levied penalties totaling $13,000.
Holy crap.
And awarded the complainant $5,000. It's believed to be the first time Canadian internet web hosting services have been found liable for hate messages. Bernie Farber, the CEO of the Canadian Jewish Congress, was ecstatic with the decision and fines. He says, "It makes a huge and important statement. It shows the seriousness with which the tribunal viewed this matter." The complaint was launched in February 2002, and then here 4 years later, they've actually come down with a decision. Warman also named the Canadian Ethnic Cleansing Team, of which the two were members, as well as the Kobashians web hosting service, AffordableSpace.com, and the defunct TriCitySkins.com, a website with neo-Nazi and white supremacist material. Messages posted on the website included Holocaust jokes and songs about blacks, Jews, Muslims, Sikhs, and other minorities.
Sikhs? Why Sikhs? What are Sikhs doing that could possibly upset anyone?
They don't like the
turbans?
They just want them to hide.
One of them said...
That was a Sikh joke. I probably shouldn't have told that.
One of the bureaucrats here said, "It shows human rights laws work. This is an important decision." And then, by the way, this was 48 pages long, this ruling. 48 pages to determine that the material...
If you worked on the Canadian Civil Rights Tribunal, or what is it? What is it called?
Something like that.
Yeah, Civil Rights Tribunal. You'd have to write 48 pages to make your job seem like it made some sense, too.
Right. The material... Here's an excerpt from the ruling. "The material found on the Tri-City Skins website is likely to expose persons who are non-Christian or non-Caucasian to hatred or contempt.
And besides, if we didn't do this, you might not give us money next year. Give us more money! Look at all the things we have to do."
An expert on internet hate says that, any parent knows, any member of minority group knows, the internet has become a cyber sewer. And we gotta clean it up. We're gonna fine you to death until you stop telling racist jokes online.
I think these guys are cyber stupid.
This is kind of scary. I mean, now, I don't know how this, you know, I don't know much about Canada, and if you're in Canada and you want to comment on this, 800-259-9231, I believe that's toll-free for you in Canada as well, but it's kind of, well, freaking me out a bit, because what if you just posted a message on a BBS? What if you weren't the site owner?
Right.
What if you just posted somewhere, and you posted that you don't like gays, or you don't like Jews, or whatever? Are they going to come after you with a $1,000 fine?
Hey, you know, maybe they'll get back at us for Mark Emery, and they'll extradite someone to their country. To charge us for crimes under their law.
Oh, you mean if an American posts a message on a Canadian message board or something
like that? Yeah, maybe they'll have to extradite us out of America to charge us for crimes under their laws. I mean, that's what we're doing to them, right? We're extraditing Mark Emery over to our country to charge him for the pot seeds, so, you know.
The interesting thing about this article, by the way, is nobody in this article is taking the side of the actual people that are being complained against, the people that were fined against. There's nobody saying, hey, wait a minute, these guys should be able to say what they want. Nobody is being quoted in that fashion. It's an article that's totally slanted towards the government's anti-free speech decision. It's kind of disturbing. Your thoughts, 800-259-9231, as we go to the phones and talk to Rob in Hawaii. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello, Rob.
Aloha.
Rob in Hawaii. Going
Hello.
It's coming from Hawaii. It takes a long time. You've got to get across the water.
He's here. It's Rob.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Rob, you were on the amplifier line and you dropped off. What happened, man?
Oh, just things are horrible here in Hawaii. Sometimes that happens.
Sorry to hear that. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've kind of ran out of your guys' archives, and I've had to cut back to 3 hours a day, and I'm starting to get the shakes.
Oh, that's right. You're a bureau. This is Rob, the bureaucrat. You work for the government, so that's why you have so much free time to listen to the show.
Oh, shoot, you guys didn't have to put that out on the air.
So, wow, wait, are you telling me you've been through... Wait. Let me see if I understand this. Are you telling me you've been through all 11 months' worth of the archives at freetalklive.com?
And the AMP archives. You know, I've been listening
Oh, my God.
You need to get him something, some of the other old
That's
archives.
Awesome.
Yeah, I need more people to send in money so I can get some more archives.
So what else is on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm also a little bit disappointed with the way you guys have been approaching a lot of different issues. Especially,
what do you mean?
Well, you're not, as Free State Project members, I would expect more from you guys. I would expect you to, you know, look at things as, you know, from the light of view of how is this going to affect the Free State Project.
Like, well, for instance, like, yeah, give me an
the
example.
The fair tax.
Okay.
Now, this... thing, this horrible thing they're planning has a wonderful potential for the Free State Project because it looks like it could easily create really strong incentive black market, and it would benefit communities where there's already a natural tendency to try to get around these laws.
Well, I can't imagine New Hampshire, a state that is diametrically opposed to increases in taxes. If you're a politician, if you're someone running for office in New Hampshire, and you take a pro-tax standpoint, you will not be elected to office. If you're a Democrat in New Hampshire, you have to sign agreements that say you won't raise taxes while you're in office. The populace that's already there is just anti-tax to the core. I can't imagine that they would just go along with the federal sales tax, if it was enacted. I just can't see the New Hampshire people going with that.
And that's why you guys should be 100% behind this, because other states...
We are behind
Rob,
it. Wait.
Rob, it's the... Well, what you're proposing is that we be behind the wholesale destruction of America as we know it,
so
will run to the Free State.
Just so that the Free State has a better chance of success.
The Free State is going to be successful because freedom works and government doesn't.
This is the guy. You're the guy that's advocating voting for socialists in all the other 49 states, right?
The ones that are going downhill, they've decided that's the path they want to go. The people there need to wake up and realize what's happening.
Well, this is very... I understand where you're coming from, because this is a very government mindset. If you want to get something accomplished, do the opposite. I understand why you would say that.
Only in certain areas.
See, I don't think you get it, Rob. I mean, you probably do, but I think you're being facetious. You're not really serious about You're not really serious about having libertarians.
It would be wonderful for New Hampshire.
Well,
it would be the thing that creates the disequilibrium that is going to get us
freedom. It's already there. It's already there, Rob. And those other states are already going in a socialist direction. I don't think that you're going to be very successful in persuading liberty-minded people, those that aren't moving to the Free State, in violating their principles and voting for somebody that they are diametrically opposed to and anti-against.
And I don't think it matters anyway. The numbers are against us. People are dumb. They're going to vote for that, whether we vote with them or not.
It seems like urging libertarians to vote for socialists is a real waste of breath, Rob.
I couldn't do it either.
Yeah, but voting is such a horrendously disgusting thing.
Yeah, I'd rather just stay home. I'd rather just stay home, man. I mean, if all there is on the ballot is a Republican and Democrat, I won't go and vote, period.
But even if it's a libertarian who's going to get 0.5% of the vote. The only benefit of you voting for him is a slight increase in PR value.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, I'll go out and go through the motions for the libertarian. Thanks for the call, Rob. 800-259-9231.
The real value is me preserving my principles and not voting for someone who I don't agree
with. More
coming
up. It is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the wiki. It's our newest feature on our website. It is totally listener-editable. In fact, all of the content that you'll find on the wiki, there's all kinds of info about there's the issues that we discuss on the show. There's info about the hosts, some of the callers, lots of detail there. It's all been created by the listeners. It's updated by the listeners. It's totally listener-controllable. The wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. It is a show about your calls. We're going to them. Still to come, though, cigarette sales are down. We'll talk about why that's both a good thing and a bad thing and more. But let's go to the phones and let's talk to someone to...
The next caller.
The next caller. Sam in Minnesota. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey.
Hey, Sam.
Bill, I'm kind of new to the system, and, you know, I was just wondering, my friend Jay, libertarian, I'm just wondering, what is the correct political group, in your opinion?
What's the correct political group?
Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting question. I think that the libertarians are the best option amongst the political parties. Is that what you're asking about? Which party is the best party?
Oh, yeah, party. I'm sorry, wrong term.
Yeah, I would say amongst the different political parties, the Republicans, Democrats, the Greens, I would say the libertarians are definitely the best. They're the ones that are standing up for liberty on the most consistent principle basis. We have our critiques about them here on Free Talk Live, but over and above, they are far better than the other options.
And in the Republican Party, there's a group called the Republican Liberty Caucus. Now, they're not exactly Republicans. They're libertarians that are trying to change the Republican Party. Now, he specifically asked for which party was the best option.
Correct, but I mean,
they're not a party. They're a group within a party.
It needs to be, that's the sort of, it's involved in the question.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
All right, man. Well, best of luck in your political path. Thanks for the call, Sam. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave, what's up?
I have an interesting piece of news for you that I think will be a morale boost for you.
Ooh.
The New Hampshire House has just passed a bill which would refuse all cooperation with the federal government on real ID.
Really? That is fantastic, Dave. Can you tell me more?
Well, I don't know a ton about the exact wording of the bill. I actually was at the hearing where it was being discussed, but I didn't see it go down on the House floor. What interesting that happened at the hearing, they voted not to recommend this bill. But
right.
When it got to the House floor, a representative named Neil Kirk stood up before the floor and took a speech from Patrick Henry and just inserted a few new words in it and reread it, basically. I mean, I don't know if he may have done more to add some of his own thinking into it than that, but basically he was quoting Patrick Henry extensively
Is that the Give Me Liberty, Give Me Death speech? Is that what it was?
Basically, yeah. I don't remember. I don't know if it was that exact speech or not.
Wasn't that Patrick Henry, though, who said that?
It was.
It was. Okay, that's what I thought.
Apparently, this had a huge impact on the reps, and it changed a lot of their thinking. And the vote was overwhelming in favor of non-cooperation with the Fed.
I saw his speech. Did you actually see it?
No, I didn't see the speech. I haven't even seen the video of it yet. But apparently, it's been circulating around the net, and the audio is circulating. I guess it was on Alex Jones or something like that.
Whoever. I think that you can actually go to freestateblogs.net. And the speech is actually, it's actually right there, pretty close to the top of the of that website at freestateblogs.net. I saw the speech, and it was fantastic. Imagine having a representative that actually goes to the House of Representatives and quotes some of the original founding fathers in one of his speeches to the rest of the House. If we could have representatives like that around the country, it'd be an amazing change for America. It was quite inspiring to watch him do that.
Right, and bear in mind, this is a state rep to the New Hampshire House, not the Washington, D.C.
That's correct.
Mafia. But
the New Hampshire government, the New Hampshire House has said, okay, we're going to reject real ID. However, has it gone to the Senate yet? We're still waiting on that, correct?
It still has to go to the Senate. It has to pass the Senate committee, and it has to pass a full vote in the Senate. And then it would have to be signed by the governor. I don't know what the governor would do. I don't like the governor. I don't think most free staters do. He's not quite in touch with what liberty is.
Sure.
So I have no idea what he would do. But governors, you know, tend to be cautious about using a veto. It's a big deal. So just because he's not on our side doesn't mean he wouldn't let it pass.
That's a good point. Now, are you guys, I know you're involved with NHFree.com. Are you guys involved with trying to contact the senators in this case and encourage them to vote down this? Wait, it's voting for a law that says that you won't participate, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
I just found out about this yesterday. All I've done so far was to testify at the committee hearing, and I haven't written anybody yet, so I may be writing some senators pretty soon.
Now, Dave, what was your testify? I mean, why do you think that it's a bad idea to have real ID?
Well, it just gives the federal government more power. That's all I need to know. But on a practical level, for people who aren't necessarily as instinctive as I am about these things, the government having the ability to impose national standards on local ID could have all kinds of implications for anybody who is trying to maintain privacy, and there could be a lot of ways that identity thieves would be able to more effectively operate with the national ID, I think.
Dave, thanks for the update, man. We appreciate you keeping us informed.
Thanks, guys.
See ya. 800-259-9231.
Can you imagine if they managed to forge your real ID, your government U.S. identification card?
Mm-hmm.
They've stolen your identity. The whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, at least now with the the birth certificate, that we have all these different forms of identification.
Especially once these things start to include biometric information.
Yeah.
That's going to be scary.
Can you imagine how difficult it would be to undo that situation?
Ooh.
Whoa, no, it is you. It's got a drop of your blood in it, really.
Yeah. Pretty freaky.
Yeah.
By the way, this real ID thing is something that the federal government passed last year, overwhelmingly. They passed the real ID provisions, which essentially they turn over control of the requirements for your state driver's license to the federal government. Because right now you've got 50 different states, and they all have slightly different requirements as far as the information that's to be mm-hmm. obtained and included on the state driver's licenses. Well, now it's all going to be standardized. For all of the states that are willing to participate in Real ID, and I'm guessing most of them will, because the federal government is threatening the states. The federal government is saying, okay, well, you either participate in Real ID, or we're going to cut you off, we're going to cut your citizens off, your state citizens off, from access to any federal property, they're going to have some sort of extra restrictions at the airports. It's going to be kind of a mess if you don't participate in Real ID. So they're making it look really scary to the states if they don't do this.
And I think that the Real ID, I mean, this may be complete supposition or speculation, but I think that the Real ID is just a stepping stone to chipping people. I really think it is. I really think that if
they
can...
The Real ID is the number of the beast?
No, I think that it's the advanced step before they say, okay, say if they were successful in forcing everyone to take the Real ID. Well, then they offer, it would be much more convenient for you to, instead of having the Real ID, we're just going to implant this chip in your hand.
They're not going to mandate it up front. They're going to make it beneficial. They'll say, you'll get in the express line at the airport if you're chipped or something like that. They'll sell it to you.
Toll booths.
There you go. 800-259-9231. Talk Real ID. Talk about paranoiacs and wireless internet and more. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Carphonic Minute. I say physics, and you see bushy-haired Einstein? Well, sit down, strap in, and hold on, because when I come back, I'll give you a physics lesson practiced by the bushy scientist of NASCAR.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
Out of the lab, Einstein. Today's physics lesson, straight from the racetrack, is taught by the Busch Series champ, Martin Truex. The subject, nitrogen. Martin and all the NASCAR racers use nitrogen in their race car tires instead of regular compressed air.
Why? Nitrogen contains less moisture than air, which makes nitrogen-filled tires less susceptible to expansion-contraction irregularities that affect tire pressure and heat, which correlates directly to driver control. Now, don't try this physics experiment at home, because race cars scoot around at about 190 miles per hour. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Bring up anything. Political issue, whatever's on your mind, personal stuff. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got updates there. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list, and you can sign up for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. We're going to continue here with some more Canada news here in a moment, but I kind of wanted to... I don't think we quite wrapped up on this Real ID idea.
You talk about beer and hockey, eh?
And just to recap, Real ID was passed here in America back in May of 2005. There's a mandate that all of the states that are going to be participating, I believe they have to start participating by 2008. That'll probably be extended because the states have been complaining. The State Department of Motor Vehicles have been moaning about these new requirements. They've been saying, well, it's unfunded. You're asking us to do all these changes, and you're not giving us any money to do it with. So they're angry about that. So the states are kind of angry about it on their own, simply because the federal government's not bribing them to get the job done.
Oh, this brings me to a point, actually. I haven't thought about that. I don't know if I brought this in to talk about. Have you seen the prices on the new passports?
No.
Passports used
to... The new RFID chip?
Oh, yeah. The passports used to cost, I think, somewhere
bucks.
In the vicinity of $30?
I don't know. I don't remember. I paid extra for mine because I rushed it.
Yeah, that's probably why. I think the cost
of the passport... I paid $100 for mine.
Well, the actual cost of the passport itself, I believe, is only like $10. I don't know if there's other administrative fees or shipping or whatnot. But now, the base price of the passport is about $100.
Wow. That's a lot.
A lot.
Is it still good for like... 17 years or something.
I don't know, but they're certainly going to be they're putting the RFID chip in there.
Yeah. It would make the most sense if they cut back the amount of years. I think they're only good for 10 years now.
I can't remember. It was a long time when I got one.
So, Real ID was passed last year. It's a mandate on the states that are participating to allow the federal government, in fact, specifically to the Department of Homeland Security, the top guy there, Michael Chertoff, I believe is his name, whoever's in charge of the Department of Homeland Security will also be in charge of the requirements on the Real ID. Now, they're going to standardize all of the things that are required on a state driver's license. So essentially, even though the driver's license will still say Florida on it or Minnesota or wherever you live, it'll have all the same information from state to state.
I wonder what happens, because I know they want to put RFIDs in these chips and have it so you can broadcast your information.
Right.
I wonder what happens if you were able to just break the RFID on the thing. Like, what would happen if, for example...
If they caught you for breaking it?
No. Like, I don't know. Like, what would happen if you took your ID? Your ID still has all the same information, looks exactly the same, functions like a regular ID, but you threw
zap it.
But you threw it in the microwave for 20 seconds, and no more RFID.
The thing is you can just destroy these things with big magnets. I mean,
no, it's not an RFID chip.
Oh, I thought they did. I thought they did.
No, it's a little computer chip.
Yeah, it's a little radio chip. It's not like a hard drive or anything like that.
I see.
So they've mandated that the Department of Homeland Security can control these things, and they have a blank check, a carte blanche, that they can just change the requirements at any old time. So when they start Real ID, they might just simply say, okay, well, you need to have your social security number, you need to have your address and your phone number and all this information on there. And then a year down the road, there's no way to prevent these guys from saying, okay, now we need your fingerprint and a retina scan, and we've got more terrorism scares, so now we need all this extra information on your ID. And they can change the rules at any old time they want to. So it's kind of freaky. And what's really disturbing is that people don't seem to get it. There's the world's smallest political quiz that we're notorious for handing out and giving to people to find out where they are politically. We talked to the advocates for self-government about that a couple weeks back. And one of the questions on the quiz is, do you support a national ID card? People don't understand what this is. They don't get the question. They don't realize what it is that's coming down the pipe. This is going to hit Americans square between the eyes.
I'd say that 90% of them don't know, don't care. You know, it doesn't matter to them.
Most of them probably don't care. When you explain it to them, they don't seem to really quite understand why it's a bad thing.
If you ask them, would you like to make it easier for internet criminals to steal your identification? Well, then they'd say no.
Right.
But, of course,
National ID?
They have no idea. They do know. They can name the difference between those Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Yeah, but they know all the characters in The Simpsons. And they know what's going on in American Idol.
Adults, dullards.
Right.
Adult children.
The biggest thing that I think is interesting is that, with this... The whole thing, you take it and you put it in front of them. They have no idea what's going on with it.
You can't explain it to them. They don't process it when you explain to them why this national ID card, this standardization of driver's licenses, is dangerous to their freedoms. And, of course, you could ask the question that you asked, Manwich, which was a good question. Well, do you want internet thieves to be able to steal your identification? Oh, no. But if you ask them the question, well, do you want to protect yourselves from terrorism?
Yeah. That's how it's being presented to
them. Sure. And, of course, they'll say, oh, yeah, I want to be protected from terrorism. Well, in this case, Dave in New Hampshire reported to us that the New Hampshire legislators have passed, at least on the House level, a bill that is going to opt out. It's going to opt New Hampshire out of the real ID requirement. And I think it's awesome that they were able to apparently overwhelmingly pass this.
Great.
I have high hopes for the Senate and for this to actually go through, because it's going to cause quite an interesting situation. I mean, the federal government thinks they've got it. They think they've got all 50 states in the basket. They think they got them in hand. All they have to do is just get them on board, and they'll get them. They'll have people on this real ID bandwagon at that point. But if one state says no, are they going to shut down the Manchester airport in New Hampshire? Because we've heard threats like that. The federal government has made threats saying that if your citizens don't have real ID, they won't be able to fly on planes. They've said that. Whether or not they're actually going to enforce that when the time comes is another question. How long this whole process is going to take to actually get this to start happening is another question as well. Because these government bureaucrats do not move quickly. And that's a good thing. That's something that works in our favor. Because they're saying that they want this to be implemented by 2008, but really? I mean, we've seen government programs be created in the past with a target date and a target budget. Mm-hmm. They always go over budget, and they always take five times longer than was necessary.
And they crash the target ship of state. they can't even come anywhere near it.
So this is going to be interesting to keep watching. And, of course, it's also parallel. It's going on over in Great Britain as well. They are looking at forcing through their ID requirements. It's currently, I believe, in the House of Lords in Great Britain. The MPs are looking at passing this right now.
Even the name just sounds smarmy. The House of Lords.
Yeah,
we are your lords. Bow down.
So they're looking at passing it. The good news there is at least some of the British people are kind of getting it. They have I don't know what the website is, I don't remember it, but there's a website that Britons can go to actually sign up and pledge that they will not accept the national ID when it comes about. And I think that's really courageous. And I hope that there's some sort of group, I don't know who it would be, maybe the Electronic Privacy, was it the Electronic Freedom Foundation?
EFF.
Is that who John Gilmore's involved with?
I believe so.
Hopefully they will do something like this, where here in America, people that feel strongly about this, like us, and hopefully some of you listening.
EFF.org.
Yeah, so hopefully some of you listening. PapersPlease.org, maybe they're tied in as well. This group of people that thinks it's terrible to be showing identification all over the place, that doesn't want to show identification to get on planes, we support them 100% here on Free Talk Live. We need to have privacy back in America. And I don't care what your excuses are about terrorism. You can call and make them. 800-259-9231. Coming up, Paranoiacs.
You might be a terrorist. We should put a camera in your home.
Yeah. Paranoiacs are scared of wireless internet.
A wireless camera.
Paranoiacs are scared of anything wireless. You gotta have wires. More coming back. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, even in these remaining moments here for about another quarter hour. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
Leon Johnson.
Ad Manwich.
Is it puke hour on Free Talk Live?
Free Talk Live. We're trying to be like regular radio here. Just going to blast you out like a morning show. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Nobody can do it like you, Ian. You are the supreme puker.
I don't know about
that. If I try to do a regular voice, it's no good. But if I try to imitate some other people, like, I don't know, like Regis, I could do the, "Hey, everybody. Hey. Hey. That's even ABC,
right?" All right, enough. 800-259-9231. Maybe we should have a puke contest someday.
Oh, God.
Someday when we have prizes.
Just do like the real fast, you know, when the shows do the real quick calls. You call them, right. You get 10 seconds and they hang up on them. Just go through them.
Yeah, because I couldn't stand more than 10 seconds of somebody trying to puke. All right, yes.
We could do like Lycus and make funny noises at the end of the call, too, like...
Oh, blow me up.
Blow me up, Lycus.
All right. He's a puker. He's one of the bad ones. All right. So you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streams on our website, broadband version of the show, and the dial-up version. They're both totally free. freetalklive.com. Let's talk about the paranoiacs of the world. In fact, going back to Toronto again this hour here from the Toronto Star, the city's public health department says it expects to contact Toronto Hydro in the coming days to learn more about its plans to blanket the city under a giant wireless hotspot. Even the name, even that name, I could see it setting off the paranoiacs. It's a hotspot? Am I going to burn? These people are so afraid.
Yeah,
Toronto is looking at installing wireless Wi-Fi transmitters on streetlight posts throughout downtown and beyond over the next 3 years to provide Torontonians with a who pay. Wait, this is unusual, isn't it? Aren't usually the municipal wireless ideas supposed to be free? I mean, free, taxpayer-supported? In this case, they're going to be taxpayer-supported and you have to pay on top of it? What a great deal. The initiative, while widely applauded, is drawing some criticism from citizens who are concerned about the potential health effects of a wireless system sending signals into every nook and cranny of the city.
Wait, just a minute. The radio stations
are already there.
Yeah, they're sending signals into every nook and cranny of the city now anyway. And don't forget the UV lights. Not the UV lights, but the halogen light. What are these called?
Fluorescents?
Fluorescent lights. They're sending out stuff to
60 hertz.
I mean, why? You people are nuts. Here's what I don't understand. I just don't get it. Look, there have been people living under radio towers for the last 70, 80 years.
Yeah.
AM towers. I mean, the first AM stations were actually built on people's, right next to people's houses.
Sure.
Because that's how they ran their business. And then FMs since the 60s. I mean, 100,000-watt FMs.
Yeah.
You and I worked at these things.
Yeah.
I mean, there's engineers that have worked at these radio stations for 50 years.
But wait a minute. Aren't radio jocks dying of cancer all over the place?
It's because they smoke like fiends.
That's actually going with a no.
No, they're not. Certainly they're not dying.
And amazingly enough, they smoke like fiends.
Yes.
And they're not dying of cancer. Imagine that.
They're certainly not dying from brain cancer or anything like that. Well, let's get to the quote from the paranoiac here. Helen Armstrong wrote in a letter to the Star, "I don't want my daughter exposed to this unwanted health risk. Why should we all become guinea pigs? You buffoon."
Probably a pig anyway.
There is no... let me explain something.
We're not guinea pigs.
Go get yourself a laptop and go download a program called NetStumbler. And install that on your laptop. I think I put it on your laptop, as a matter of fact, man.
Is that where I'm stumbling?
You can run this program and drive around. This is what some hackers do. They call it war driving. You can drive around, and NetStumbler will alert you to all of the wireless networks, all of the wireless internet networks that are around you. Drive through a neighborhood. You'll find half a dozen if it's a small neighborhood, and you'll find 50 of them if it's a big neighborhood. Drive down any strip mall. You'll find multiple businesses with internet access. Some of them with open internet access. They haven't secured their networks. My point is, the networks are already there. The wireless internet is already all over the place. They're just talking about making it so it's a citywide coverage of one particular wireless network.
Here's a little tip for you. If you have a Linksys router and you haven't done any security settings for that, your password is Linksys. You should probably change it.
I thought it was admin.
Nope.
Oh, really?
That's the username.
Admin Linksys? I thought it was admin or admin and password.
No, that's their. I think you're thinking of Netgear.
Well, your password is either going to be admin, password, or Linksys.
Right.
So anybody can get into your system if you haven't secured it.
And that means if you have open and you've got shared files amongst your network, are you sharing files with one computer or another, anyone who connects to your network has all the access that you've given to anyone on your home network, which means if you've been given access for them to delete files, share printers, download whatever, and if they're good, if they're a hacker, it doesn't matter whether or not you've given them that access or not. They'll take it.
And according to the president of the telecom in Toronto, he says cordless phones, garage door openers, baby monitors, there's a lot of stuff that has been used in this spectrum for a long time. If something concrete comes along and says this is bad, we'll take immediate action at that time. And there has never been any... by the way, cell phones are up in the same spectrum, the same region of the spectrum as wireless internet is.
Right.
There have been study after study because of all these paranoiacs that have been claiming that this is scary. So they've run studies on cell phones and they found nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
But they don't have to run any, on cell phones because cell phones are little FM transmitters.
I think part of the reason
we've been doing these experiments for the last 40 years.
Yeah.
I think part of the reason why people are worried is because there have been certain ties with electromagnetic spectrum based on people who live near power lines. But that's just such a ridiculous amount of energy.
Or someone who sticks their head in a microwave. I mean, yeah, you could get hurt then.
Well, yeah. Power lines, you're almost at the equivalent.
1-800-259-9231. Another point about cell phones is not only have they been in test, but they've been in test with the users for over a decade. Millions and millions of people use cell phones on a regular basis for hours and hours and hours per day. More coming back.
No,
this is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me, change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. 800-259-9231. It's toll free. 1-800-259-9231. If you're a paranoiac and you believe that wireless internet's going to fry your brain, we want to hear from you. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Wirelessly or wired, and you can access all of the stuff we have on our website. It's all free. The bulletin board system, archives, the wiki, live streaming, and more. All of it's on the house. However, we're asking for voluntary contributions. We call it AMP. Advertise, market, and promote. It's the AMP program, and what it means is we're asking you for $3 a month. If you like the show, if you like the fact that we're spreading the message of liberty and freedom 6 nights a week here on Free Talk Live, and you think it's worth $3 a month, we think it is. Join us with the AMP program. amp.freetalklive.com. You learn the details. You learn about how you get a bunch of perks. You get access to classic archives, the amplifier-only call-in line, as well as the amplifier-only forum and more.
But don't you understand here with us talking about this this wireless issue here, this the fact that we're defending the fact that a wireless doesn't cause any sort of problems or disease, that we must, obviously we're part of a conspiracy. We
yes.
must be corrupted. We've been corrupted by the powers that be.
The NWO has bought us off.
Well, it's not possible. If you think that, you're out of your gourd, because I'm giving you evidence. Evidence. There are people that live and work beneath FM radio towers that broadcast at 100,000. 1,000 watts. If you think your little cell phone is doing anything like that, if you think your
wireless
Wi-Fi network is doing anything like that,
yeah.
You're dead wrong. 100,000 watts smoking out of there. And yeah. It's not causing brain cancer in anybody.
But
you nut job.
Yeah. By the way, amp.freetalklive.com to get more information about the amp program. But yeah, if you're scared about this, go ahead and make yourself a little tinfoil hat or something like that.
A brass mesh.
They have this for cell phones.
For the Faraday
They
cage.
Really do. They have
the paranoid stuff.
They yeah. have little metal things that you can put over the earpiece of your cell
right.
phone so it doesn't broadcast deadly FM waves into your brain. Come
you
on.
A whack job.
You know, and also, they have a special earpiece thing that you can get that doesn't actually have wires, because if you have a wired one, the FM waves will travel right up the wire,
yeah.
and they'll go right into your brain.
Retarded.
It's dumb. But the people that are selling these things, which is great.
Now, wait a minute. We're being too mean. The people that are scared of this are not dumb. They're just totally misinformed. They're people that don't know anything about radio waves. They're not just misinformed.
You've got to pay attention. A little bit of attention. Look,
they didn't pay attention in high school, obviously.
People working at radio stations, the radio waves, whoom, 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 have been coming out for a long time. Nobody's dying
yes.
of brain holes.
Cell phones have been around for a long time. And let's also point out that all around you, the article says, well, they're going to get in every nook and cranny. Well, that's what the electromagnetic waves do. They go everywhere. Now, certain types of waves act differently. If you are, if you've got medium waves, like on the AM band, they don't penetrate through concrete walls very well. Wireless internet doesn't actually penetrate through concrete walls very well either, even though it's an entire different portion of the
spectrum.
That's
because the FCC has assigned it to that section.
And so you actually have to have a line of sight to actually get these. So the waves transmit differently, but they're not harmful. Give me a break, people. We're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
Dan Johnson.
And Manwich.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow night for the live Saturday night edition of the show. Join us then. Oh, by the way, man, I've already got my prep in line for Saturday night. It's awesome. Some teens are being charged with conspiracy charges based on nothing. I'll give you all the details tomorrow night. In the meantime, join us online, freetalklive.com.
And keep your brains on ice.
Hotspot.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.